crackle, crackle. Pop, pop.
Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums, LP records,
phonograph.
Gold records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go ahead. By the record machine.
Here goes the last DJ.
In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today, a special celebration of a great American life. Remembering Pete Seeger. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is the Vinyl Experience.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? The girls have picked them, everyone. Oh, when will you ever learn? Oh, when will you ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? They've taken husbands, everyone. Oh, when will you ever learn? Oh, when will you ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? They're all in uniform. Oh, when will we ever learn? Oh, when will we ever learn?
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me.
Let me take one now.
Well, I roamed and I rambled, yes, I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. But all around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you
sun is shining. I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling, and the fog was lifting, and the voice was chanting,
this land was made for you and me.
Yeah,
this land is your land.
Pete Seeger with a late career performance with Sweet Honey and the Rock from A Vision Shared. Pete's story and music begins with that song, This Land Is Your Land, his introduction to Woody Guthrie, and a remarkable series of circumstances that led to Pete ascending the American hit parade, even as Woody fell into a period of obscurity. Seeger and Guthrie were the two iconic Caucasian folk heroes of American music. African Americans like Leadbelly, Robert Johnson, and so many more are the wellspring of that music. But in pre-civil rights America, their message would be delivered secondhand by white troubadours. That's the story behind the next song that Seeger discovered and built a career on.
Hey, up, boy, we mo wet. We mo wet. We mo wet.
We mo wet. We mo wet. We mo wet. We mo wet. We mo wet.
By the 1950s, Weemaway, based on an African folk song, was American pop culture, with even a swing band version by the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. But it began not as Weemaway, as Pete Seeger misheard it, but as Imbumbe, Evening Birds, recorded in 1939 by Solomon Linda.
We move on. We move on. We move on.
Pete Seeger and the Weavers found their place on the American Hit Parade with this most unusual song, but only by fusing their roots sound with the more commercial appeal of Gordon Jenkins' orchestra. Jenkins, who wrote the standard Goodbye and arranged for Frank Sinatra, took Weem Away out of the mighty jungle and brought it to the American dance floor.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
The Vinyl Experience remembers Pete Seeger's deep place in American music over a lifetime, spinning from 78 to 45 to 33 and a third RPM. And along the way, folk songs that he championed, like Weemaway, transformed into The Lion Sleeps Tonight by the Tokens, and Goodnight Irene, became hits. Soon, Pete began writing his own songs, or adapting traditionals in a contemporary way, and they clicked in a variety of versions by others, as the Mitch Miller 50s morphed into the electric 60s.
Brothers and sisters, all over this land. everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to be. To everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing.
Oh,
she'll all be free.
Pete Seeger's songs on the vinyl experience and in the capable hands of the great talents of the 60s. In the last two, traditional sources adapted by Pete in new settings. For We Shall Overcome and Turn, Turn, Turn to Everything There Is a Season, Mahalia Jackson, The Byrds. And If I Had a Hammer, The Village Stompers, and Peter, Paul, and Mary. Remembering Pete Seeger, who died this week at 94, an American musical treasure. He was an activist, a moralist, and he walked the walk as he talked the talk, as genuine as celebrities come. Harry Chapin told this story about Pete Seeger's life of commitment.
We were doing a benefit out for a theater out in Long Island that I support, Performing Arts Foundation, and Pete every year is nice enough to come out and do a benefit with us. And Pete said, you know, somebody had asked him, and he asked him a question about how he felt about all these years of being involved in things like this. And he sort of answered me because he knew my commitment to things. He says, you know, Harry, my involvement in a cause, benefit, march, or demonstration, I'm not sure it's made a difference. And here's a guy who's being very modest because for 40 years he stood up for every major issue of our time since fighting fascism in the early 40s, late 30s. But he says, I can tell you one thing, that involvement with these issues means you're involved with the good people, the people with the live hearts, the live eyes, the live heads. And, I mean, just think about it in terms of your lives, all those people out there listening. You know, the whole stance of the music industry during the late 70s was look at your navel and say boogie and try to get some kind of complexity, passion, excitement out of that. Well, who are the people that are your best friends? Who are the people you keep coming back to? Who are the people that make your life worthwhile? Usually the people are committed to something. Mm-hmm. So in a final analysis, commitment in and of itself, irrespective of whether you win or not, is something that truly makes your life more worthwhile.
Self-effacing and non-commercial as he was, Pete was a powerful performer who could hold an audience. And here are some classic Seeger performances, beginning with the Weavers, in their proper setting, not jazzed up with the Gordon Jenkins gloss. The song is The Banks of Marble, to be followed by Pete's solo performance of John Henry, and follow the Drinking Groove.
Traveled around this country from shore to shining shore. It really made me wonder the things I heard and saw. I saw the weary farmer plowing his sod and loam. I heard the auction hammer just a knocking down his home.
But the banks are made of marble, with a guard at every door. And the vaults are stuffed with silver that the farmer sweated for.
I saw the weary miner scrubbing coal dust from his back.
I saw the seaman standing idly by the shore, and I heard the owner saying, got no work for you no more.
But the banks are made of marble, with a guard at every door, and the
the vaults are stuffed with silver that the seamen sweated for. Brothers working throughout this mighty land. I pray we get together and together make a stand. And we hold those banks of marble.
John Henry was a little baby sitting on his papa's knee, and he picks up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Cried, a hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. A hammer's gonna be the death of me. I said, a hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. A hammer's gonna be the death of me. Captain, he said to John Henry, I'm gonna bring a steam drill around. I'm gonna bring a steam drill out on the job. I'm gonna whop that steel on down, down, down. Whop that steel on down. I'm gonna whop that steel on down, down, down. Whop that steel on down. John Henry said to his captain, Lord, a man ain't nothing but a man. But before I'd let your steam drill beat me down, I'd die with a hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. I would die with a hammer in my hand. I would die with a hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. Die with a hammer in my hand. The steam drill, he thought he was mighty fine, but John Henry drove 15 feet and the steam drill only made 9, Lord, Lord, steam drill only made 9. I said the steam drill only made 9, Lord, Lord, steam drill only made 9. John Henry hammered in the morning, his hammer was striking fire. But he worked so hard, he broke his poor heart, and he laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord. Laid down his hammer and he died. I said he laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord. Laid down his hammer and he died. Now John Henry had a little woman. Her name was Polly Ann. John Henry took sick and he went to his bed. And Polly Ann drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly Ann drove steel like a man. I said, Polly Ann drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly Ann drove steel like a man. So every Monday morning, when the bluebird began to sing, you can hear John Henry a mile or more. You can hear John Henry's hammer ring. You can hear John Henry's hammer ring. You can hear John Henry's hammer ring, Lord, Lord. Hear John Henry. Oh, John Henry had a little baby. You could hold him in the palm of your hand. And the last words I heard that poor boy say, my daddy was a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. My daddy was a steel-driving man. I said my daddy was a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. My daddy was a John Henry's hammering. You can hear John Henry's hammering, Lord, Lord.
first quail calls. Follow the drinking gourd and the old man is waiting for a carry to freedom. Follow the drinking gourd.
To conclude this Pete Seeger mini-concert in Records, one more Weaver's performance of a Tom Paxton song that serves as a fitting epitaph.
So fare ye well, my ramblin' boy. May all your rambles bring you joy. So fare ye well. He never cared if I had no dough. We rambled round in the rain and snow. Now y'all singing. Fare ye well, my rambling boy. May all your rambles bring you joy. May all your rambles bring you joy. Try it again.
Oh, if when we die we go somewhere, I bet you a dollar he's rambling there.
Dave Van Rock, and the traditional He Was a Friend of Mine, to remember Pete Seeger. And of course, Dylan. Pete recorded this next song in a famous early 60s Carnegie Hall concert. It was unreleased at the time. In 2011, on the Whitmark demos, Bob Dylan's original, Farewell, saw the light of day.
Oh, I'm saying, oh, it's fairly well, my darling true. I'm leaving in the first hour of the morn. I'm bound off for the Bay of Mexico, or maybe the coast of California. it's fairly well. My own true love, we'll meet another day, another time. It ain't the leaving that's grieving me, but my true love who's bound to stay behind. Though the weather is against me and the wind blows hard, the rain she's a-turning into hail, I still might strike it lucky on a highway going west, though I'm traveling on a path-beaten trail. So it's fairly well, my own true love, we'll meet another day, another time. It ain't the leaving that's grieving me, but my darling who's bound to stay behind. I will write you a letter from time to time. As I'm rambling, you can travel with me too. With my head, my heart, and my hands, my love, I will send what I learned back home to you. So it's fairly well, my own true love. We'll need another day, another time. Hands in my pocket and my coat collar high, I will travel unnoticed and unknown. So it's fairly well, my own true love, we'll meet another day, another time. It ain't the leaving that's a grieving me, but my true tell of a town where I might as well be bound. It's down around the old Mexican plains. They say that the people are all friendly there, and all they ask of you is your name. So it's fairly well, my own. Another time, it ain't the leaving that's a grieving me, but my true love who's bound to stay behind.
Saturday night I got married, me and my wife settled down. Now me and my wife are parted, I'm gonna take another stroll downtown.
Irene, good night.
Good night, Irene,
I'll see you in.
Stop rambling, stop your gambling, stop staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and family, stay there by your fireside bright.
Irene, good night.
And that's The Vinyl Experience, the Weavers' classic recording of Lead Belly's Irene Goodnight to remember Pete Seeger. We'll see him in our dreams.
Where have all the flowers gone?
More Vinyl Experience shows are found under archives at prn.fm as iTunes downloads and on demand at rtds.ca. Please like the Vinyl Experience Facebook page and tweet about this show as you follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.